We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line is Caleb Silver with Investopedia, talking about yesterday's, rough day on Wall Street, to say the least. Caleb, coronavirus concerns, we've been hearing about them and seeing the impact for a number of weeks now, but yesterday, what resulted in just this big one-day drop-off?
Good morning. You said it. It was about $1.7 trillion in market value wiped out yesterday as investors came to grips with the fact that the coronavirus is not contained, it is spreading to other countries and fast, and global health officials, although they haven't called it a pandemic yet, still can't say when or how it will be contained. So uncertainty is the enemy of investors, and we had a big old pile of it yesterday.
Yeah, what do you see happening this morning? We were looking at futures, and it does suggest a positive start.
Yeah, futures look to bounce higher here in the U.S., but I would not go to the bank on that. The market is very fickle right now. Investors are super uncertain. The Japanese Nikkei index is down more than 3.5%. It was closed yesterday, so it avoided the sell-off. Investors usually see a pop after a huge sell-off like yesterday, but this is not a time to try to time the market. Things are very uncertain.
What does this mean for everyday investors?
For everyday investors, we get global shocks like this from time to time. We've had it with other viruses. We had it with SARS, and there was a small drop, but then the market did recover. This is uncertainty, and although the markets have been near or at all-time highs in recent weeks, we're having a dip right now, and it could be because people are uncertain, and it could be because stocks may have been overvalued. It's a natural part of the market, and I wouldn't do anything but continue to maintain your portfolio as is, and when the smoke clears and we get a little bit of a settlement here, you can reassess whether you need to rebalance or take a little bit of money off the table, so to speak.
Caleb, as a vaccine is developed and tested that we're hearing about in the news this morning, could that bring confidence back?
Sure, and you're going to hear that again and again. We've heard it in recent weeks that this company or that company has been working on a vaccine, or today there may be a breakthrough. Until the World Health Organization and global health officials say that they have it and they have it contained and it's working, I would not try to time the market on this one. Things are still very much up in the air, and investors just need to settle back, wait for this to pass, and then reassess what they want to do with their portfolios.
Okay, it seems like that's always the advice, right? Just not necessarily ignore it completely, but at least turn the other way a little bit and not overreact.
Right, because there's not much you can do. If you start selling today, then you're trying to time the market. And timing the market always ends poorly for investors because we really don't know when things are going to change. The market is driven by sentiment. It's driven by trends. And right now the trend for stocks has been lower, and the fear is certainly out there. So I wouldn't time anything. I would just sit back, let this ride out. And when it's over and you have a little bit more settlement, then you can decide what to do.
Caleb, thanks for the advice this morning. Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief at Investopedia.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.